Christine Lagarde, managing director of the International Monetary Fund, says China is not the only economy in need of structural reforms, as they are fundamental for the success of every G20 economy. Lagarde says the reforms are not only necessary, but also need to be broad, bold, and accelerated.
I believe that we need to realize the expected payoffs from structural reform earlier rather than later on or at the regular pace. So we call for broad, bold, and accelerated structural reforms. We ask the G20 countries to speed up the implementation of structural reforms that they committed to. We're not asking for reinvention of anything. We're simply saying that commitments have been made. They should be implemented thoroughly, broadly, boldly, together.
Finance ministers and central bank governors from the G20 economies gathered in Shanghai on Friday for the two-day meeting. The event takes place amid volatile financial world markets, as there have been major market swings in China, Europe, and Japan since the beginning of this year. Describing the global recovery as disappointing, the IMF chief says the need for reforms has become more pressing. Echoing her point is China's finance minister Liu Jiwei. The official notes that the middle and long-term structural challenges are the deeper problems affecting the global economic recovery.
In particular, slowing growth rates of major economies and the total factor productivity and the potential of decreasing spending capacity become fundamental reasons that are restraining global economy from a strong recovery.
Liu says that deepening structural reforms is fundamental to a sustainable economic recovery.
First of all, we should enhance the top-level design of economic reform. Considering the situations and developments in different countries, G20 should find a greatest common divisor on fundamental fields and reform principles, find out the priorities and common principles of structural reform. This will help G20 member countries to promote and enforce structural reform and to maximize the spillover effect of the reform.
The G20, a group of 19 countries and the European Union, was created in the wake of the 1997 Asian financial crisis and was upgraded to a summit of leaders in 2008 to tackle the global financial crisis. Zhou Xiangwu is the Deputy Director of the Asia-Pacific Finance and Development Center from the Chinese Ministry of Finance.
G20 is now in its transformation from crisis response to long-term governance, which I believe will further strengthen its role in global policy coordination and cooperation. We decide to have the discussion of structural reform prioritized in the agenda, aiming to advance the reform and reach concrete goals during China's presidency.
For CRI, this is Niu Honglin.